This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Came from somewhere back in the long ago. Evan, hi to
you. You don't want to laugh because it's just going to encourage him, Evan. But he's just
you know.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that introduction, and yeah. you're expecting classic Doobie Brothers, and then there's that.
And then there's that.
Correct. It's like when my son learns a new trick, like when he just like starts clapping randomly. We're all celebrating. It's like when Brian does something funny. We're like, yeah, he did it. Yeah, good job, Brian.
It's fun. Thank you.
I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host. Evan Hyatt, Pathways, joining us, and Natalie Peterson with Pathways now as well. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
We're excited to have you here, and welcome to the Pathways family.
Thank you. I'm thrilled and honored and tickled to be here with you all.
So when did you join Pathways?
I am on my fourth week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was just sharing that, my head has just stopped spinning in the last couple days. So,
what led you to this this position?
You know, I actually tracked Evan down, and I have known.
That's the first time anyone's ever uttered those words.
Yeah, just follow the Reese's Pieces. It's like E.T.
Sorry, Evan.
Not too far off.
Sorry, did not mean to interrupt.
I get myself into?
That's a really good question.
Especially the day before we're off for four straight days. Maybe a mistake on your guys'
That's
end.
Great.
But no, go ahead.
No, I knew Evan from a previous responsibility, and just really have a lot of respect for him and for Pathways, and approached him about joining the team, and one thing led to another, and after meeting with the larger team, we decided that it was a good fit, and so here I am.
Director of Business Development, what does that look like?
So I am charged with leading the effort to grow our influence in the community, to grow our reputation that's already so significant, just making sure that folks understand who we are and the services that we provide to the community as a nonprofit hospice. And I've got an incredible team of community liaisons that help visit with potential facilities and physicians and just the greater community at large in Weld County and Larimer County. So, it's all about growing awareness and really just increasing our footprint and our reach and into the good work that the community does.
I wonder about the holidays. You know, at this time, there what you guys deal with and the people you help out, it's more than just the person, it's the family, and it's all that. Do you guys have training where you help families who are going to be dealing with maybe the first holiday without a loved one, things like that? Is that something that's on the forefront and something you deal with, Evan?
Absolutely, Brian, and it's great you recognize that. The holidays, after, you know, when you've lost a loved one, anniversaries, birthdays, and then the holidays, all of those are very significant times for folks if they've had a loss. And so, yes, we do quite a bit of things in our bereavement services area. If folks were to go on our website, they would see there's opportunity with a wreath-making group. There's a, I think it's called Festival of Lights. Mm. And all of those are meant to be things around recognizing a loved one and recognizing, you know, this time of year when everybody's family, you know, Tanner just mentioned he's going to be off for 4 days. I imagine there's going to be a lot of family involved.
Absolutely.
And so the holidays are always a time when we think of, oh, that's when I got together with this person or this family member. And if they're not there, it's a significant loss. So, yeah, we do some things to try and honor that, remember people. That's the point, is remembering people. And
proper ways to do that?
Yeah. And absolutely. And so, you know, it's tragic that you've had a loss. Everybody's sorry for that. How can we honor that person and do this in a way that you'll have a great memory of that person forever.
And you know, as simple as it is, sorry, Chad, my grandfather, who we lost many, many years ago, Grandpa Melford, lived to be, you know, a 98-year-old Norwegian who
Melford
I remember.
Checks out.
Yeah, so. Remember at my wedding going, you know, Grandpa, do you want a shot of tequila? And he said, what the hell, Columbus took a chance. You know, and he was that kind of guy. But we have a picture of Grandpa that we put in an ornament that every year he's on the tree. So now, these 20 years later or whatever, we still have Grandpa with us at all Christmases. And those are just some things, I'm sure there are great ideas of way to keep a memory going through this.
Well, and I was going to share a very similar story with our Aunt Tammy. We've got a photo with a poem next to it with her picture on it that we do the exact same thing on. But if there's someone out there listening right now that is feeling that, maybe this is the first year, you know, without a loved one, how do they go about it? Is it a conversation? Is it just attending some of these events? How do they go about that, Evan?
Sure. The best way, you know, get on our website, find out what's going on. Sometimes the way people do first come in contact with us is through a group. You know, maybe you're not wanting to try this on your own or don't know how to go about it. Being part of a group, a support group where you're doing an activity like wreath making or you know, like I say, with lights, that can be a great introduction. Our team is there. You might talk to one of them. You know, and just express what's going on in your life. And I think they'll be able to best match you up with things that could help you.
Now, Natalie, I know you're 4 weeks on the job, but, you know, here in Weld County, obviously we've got a rich agriculture history and a lot of people who still, you know, live in almost an isolated way where they're not in town a whole lot. Is that something that in your plans for what you're going to be doing with Pathways is to find a way to connect with those, you know, those people who maybe it's still a little taboo to talk about that, hey, I am feeling this way. Is that something that's on your radar?
Absolutely. We have an office and a team here in Greeley and service the surrounding areas. And look, grief manifests differently for people, you know, and in unexpected ways. Holidays brings up, you know, things that you wouldn't anticipate. And the idea is that we know how to reach us and that there's, you know, never a bad time to reach out to us. Becoming involved in the Weld County different communities, community events is very much a priority for me and for the team. Visiting different centers, it doesn't have to be, you know, healthcare related. It's where our community's gathering and making sure that they know that we're there to support them.
I think, Evan, you've got to be thrilled about having Natalie join the team here because it is something where we've said this, I think every time that you guys have been on, this is not an easy conversation to broach. Talking about end-of-life care and getting that awareness out to the community and having Natalie being the one leading that charge has to be very exciting for you and Pathways.
Oh, it is, Tanner and Brian. I think you can already tell Natalie has a heart for this. You can just hear it, and that's why it was great when we finally connected, and I'm very thrilled to have her on board. I think she already gets it. It's just now learning the nuts and bolts of how hospice works. That's the easy part. I learned that. So yeah, if I learned it.
Yeah, great. You stole the joke, Evan. I was going to say
it. Yeah, I try and beat you to it. But I think was it last month or the month before you guys, Laura Haynes came
yes.
and talked to you guys. There's a perfect example. Laura is one of these community liaisons that Natalie oversees and supervises and helps them get out. An example would be we had a group in a 55 and better community here in town contact her, and she went out and she talked about advanced directives. How do I do my advance, you know, my will? Or well, it wasn't really a will. It's more like we use the book called Five Wishes, and it's a great way.
That's an incredible book.
Do you know that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I certainly do.
And it's a legal document here in Colorado. But it's more personalized, and you can go through it and basically write out how you want to be treated at end of life when you can no longer speak for yourself. And I bring that up as an example because you just mentioned, Tanner, these are hard conversations. You don't want to just start talking about end
right.
of life and hospice care. But this was a way that Laura introduced to this community. There was over 25 people there. And now they have a way to maybe start that conversation.
Right.
To talk about how they wanted to be treated And so that's another way we go out and we help the community is we're willing to have these conversations anywhere someone wants us to come. We provide the Five Wishes booklets free of charge. We give them instruction on how to get started on them. And it really can be a powerful experience with your family.
It has. I know that we, you know, me and my parents, we've recently had these conversations and things, and their wishes are well known. And now I'm getting at the age where I need to make sure those things are known as well. Are you finding more and more people are learning more about it? The more we talk about it and it gets out there, hospice, people learning about it, do you find that the public's ears are a little more open these days than they were maybe a few years ago, Evan?
You know, Brian, I actually am, and I'll say it's more a generational thing. Your parents, Brian, you and I are of the same era, I think.
Yep, we are. We are.
So I don't think
I'm... Fun way of saying you're old.
Paleolithic. Paleolithic.
I threw myself in there, too. So, so I think I'm safe to say, you know, your parents, my parents were of that traditional generation, and you did not talk about these things.
Yeah.
Now the people that we're serving or we will be serving soon, they're the baby boomers, and the baby boomers like to take control of their life, if there's one thing you can say about them. And they've changed a lot of things in this world, and end of life might even be one of those. So, yes, they want to talk about it, and they want to be sure and tell you, here's how I want this to go down.
Yeah. I agree with you completely. Yeah.
And the way that you guys can continue to provide these great services is through donations. You guys are a non-profit. You guys will be joining us on Weld Gives Day. Excited, Natalie, to have you back in here on Weld Gives Day. Evan, standing us up again. But in the meantime, if you want to make a donation, pathways-care.org. That's pathways-care.org. We got about a minute left, but I wanted to be sure to ask you guys this. Natalie, what are you thankful for?
Wow. Well, I'm thankful that I don't use the word era to describe my generation. I'm right on the cusp there. But I'm extremely grateful. I was driving over here this morning, and just we have such a big, beautiful sky full of incredible blessings. And for us to be in a place that gives us the opportunity to just be in community and be positive and have a day off to gather with friends and family is just really special to me. So I think for that I'm especially grateful today.
Good luck following that. But Evan, what are you thankful for?
Well,
that was well done, Natalie.
I think I better say that I'm grateful for team members like Natalie and others who keep me in line. They have no problem with that. But also, you know, Tanner, before we started, we were talking about your son's about a year old. My wife and I had our first grandchild through our son and his wife in March. So now we get to add another generation to that Thanksgiving family celebration. Mm-hmm. So we are so thankful and grateful for that.
It's a fun age that your grandchild's at right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And he's starting to be able to express himself. He's crawling. He's not quite walking. I imagine yours is close.
Yeah, very, very close. Yeah. But like right at the edge where he's like, I want to walk, but and then he'll fall over and hurt him. Like he's at that age where
he's a lot like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. My son's just like Brian. There you go. Clip that, Brian. Evan, Natalie, thank you guys so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you on December 9th.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving,
thank you guys.
Appreciate it. 8:54 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.